From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. A search is ongoing in Polk County for a man with felony warrants in Arkansas and Oklahoma. Levi Poor escaped from the Polk County Jail early Sunday afternoon. He was jailed on domestic battery and failure to appear charges and has an Oklahoma warrant for illegal possession of a firearm by a felon. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports he's believed to be driving a 2011 red Ford Ranger pickup truck, which was stolen near the jail shortly after Poor's escape. Police are asking anyone with information about Poor's possible location to contact the Polk County Sheriff's Office. 40 state and local law enforcement agencies across Arkansas have now signed cooperation agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The 287G program authorizes local authorities to assist federal immigration agents in part by questioning people about their immigration status during traffic stops. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports legal aid and immigrant right organizations are raising concerns over the agreements. Activists say a number of Latino and Marshallese residents have been turned over to federal authorities after being arrested for minor offenses. University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences is celebrating the treatment success of one of its patients. This month marks the one-year anniversary of remission for Sandy Rasmussen of Hot Springs, who's dealt with major depression for more than 60 years. Speaking at UAMS on Monday, Rasmussen said the effects of the treatment known as SAINT neuromodulation were almost instant.
By the third day, I started to feel better. And then I started thinking, this is too soon. I shouldn't feel better this soon, you know. I started thinking that they're going to think I'm faking feeling better because it's happened too soon.
SAINT uses functional MRI scanning to map out specific neural pathways in the brain responsible for depression. Dr. Laura Dunn, director of the UMS Psychiatric Research Institute, says patients receive targeted magnetic pulses to the brain in a five-day outpatient treatment.
It's highly targeted, personalized treatment. You can think of it similar to cancer treatment that has become so targeted, precision medicine. That has revolutionized the treatment of cancer. Now we're seeing a similar shift in how we approach depression, and soon likely other disorders that we see in psychiatry.
Clinical trials show 79% of patients with treatment-resistant depression go into remission after 5 days of SAINT treatment. UAMS was the first commercial site to treat patients with SAINT in the U.S. and remains the only one in Arkansas. Central Arkansas is getting hotter faster this year. Temperatures in Little Rock reached 90 degrees on Sunday, breaking the previous record for earliest 90-degree day of the year. Little Rock's last highest temperature was March 31, 1974, when temperatures reached 91 degrees. Cooler temperatures are expected this week with highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-50s over the next few days. Gas prices are climbing across the country as spring begins, and that increase is being felt in Arkansas. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has been rising in recent weeks, driven in part by seasonal demand as more drivers take the road. In Arkansas, the statewide average is just over $3 per gallon. Prices are slightly higher in central Arkansas, with an average of $3.47 in Pulaski County. The highest prices in the state can be found in South Arkansas and along the Mississippi River. Rising crude oil prices and tighter supply are also contributing to higher costs at the pump. AAA says those combined factors could keep gas prices elevated in the weeks ahead. Arkansas's senior Republican U.S. Senator is highlighting a bill to reduce delays tied to processing death certificates for veterans. Senator John Bozeman introduced the Veterans Burial Timelines and Death Certificate Accountability Act in July of 2025. It would require a Department of Veterans Affairs a physician, nurse practitioner, or physician assistant to sign a veteran's death certificate within 2 business days of notification, regardless of where the death occurs. If that timeline is not met, a local coroner or medical examiner could complete the process. The bill has cleared a committee and now moves to the full Senate for consideration. A former chancellor of the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences has died. Ivan Dodd Wilson died on February 1st at his home in Minneapolis, according to an obituary published Sunday in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Wilson was a graduate of Harvard Medical School and was named dean of the UAMS College of Medicine in 1986, serving as chancellor from 2000 to 2009. And we may have an outside chance of a shower throughout the morning and into the afternoon, but skies should clear out later throughout the day. High today is 65, low tonight is 52. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.